I have to ask you about this story. We're going to play it later. Story out of Seattle, Washington today, that there's a black lab that takes the transit bus, the city bus, by herself, boards it every day, gets off at her stop at the dog park, and then reboards, and then goes back to her owner at home.
That dog is awesome.
I mean, the pictures on Google right now are this dog sitting in the bus, different seats every day, waiting for her stop, and then getting off. Could Missy do that? Churchill couldn't.
But the question is, has that dog done that routinely with its owner? So it's
yes.
already embedded itself?
Yes, and one day...
I believe Missy can do it.
Churchill would suffer from too much separation anxiety from me, but that's...
See, you would suffer. You would be troubled by the separation anxiety. Churchill loves being away.
Also, Adam, I'm looking for some advice here before we get to the truth with Ted, and this is very personal. I'm an expecting parent coming up here in about 5 or 6 weeks from my due date. Thank you. And you did it about a year ago. Do you think I can handle it? Straight up. Do you think I can pull this off?
Yes, I do. Why? Because, you know, it's parenting, man. It's going to make you. Mm. It's going to make whatever it is, whatever they, the kid's crying, you're going to figure out a way to soothe them. The kid trapped himself. You just going to let him sit in it? Nah, you're going to clean him up. So I just see parenting is so many, you're going to get so many advices. You go, it's life. You got to take care of a little life. You see as fit. If he's crying, move him. If he's hungry, you'll know. He'll let you know. Baby will always let you know what's going on.
Yeah, I'm hoping some just like instinct kicks in where I'm like, I'm going to be able to change a diaper. I know that small potatoes.
Easily.
I'm just hoping that kicks in.
It's easy, man. It's easy. And if all else fails, don't be afraid to drop them off at Mama Hollander's.
I'm gonna be counting. Trust me. Works. I'll be tapping into everyone that I know in this town of Baltimore. All right, let's get into the truth with Ted. Great advice, Adam. I appreciate that.
I ain't changing no diapers, but I know how.
Yeah, I'm just going to ring the doorbell and leave the baby there at your front door.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm like the fire department.
Let's get in the truth of the 10. This is from Matt Harvey, who identified himself not as the Mets pitcher. He says, Adam, how does it feel that your former U.S. baseball teammate, J.P. Arencibia, is going to be at spring training with you guys?
Well, I know him personally. So it's going to be pretty cool to have Arencibia out there. I've gotten to play against him, obviously, with him in Toronto for the last 4 or 5 years. I know him away from the game of baseball, and I know what he can add to our team. So his locker is going to be next to Weeders, not mine. So I think Weeders is going to have to get a little bit more accommodated to having him around than me. But I don't think Matt Hardy does know me, but. If you do know me, that clubhouse is going to be loose and everybody's going to be having fun. So everybody's going to have some sort of relationship with everybody. And like I'm saying, I can't wait to see if he's one of the 25, and I think he will be. That's heading up north or heading up right up to Tampa.
Yeah, right.
To start the season. So,
by the way,
time will tell on everything.
Arencibia, I followed him the other day on Twitter. He has like 130,000 followers.
Oh, man, it's a huge following up in Canada. It's huge. And I remember he got away from all of it because they were getting on him. And, I mean, these fans are going crazy sometimes, especially, you know how that works. But, I don't know, he's got a huge following. We got the same ages, too. So, I was surprised that my man didn't tell me earlier. But it was... it was good news to hear because I know what he can bring to an offense. I know what he can bring to a clubhouse. And obviously playing against him, standing out the dugout, I've seen him interact with the players, and it's always been on a good note. So he comes to our team, since he is with us now, I know he's going to add a good character inside the clubhouse. And that's really very important to the clubhouse that we formed in the last year, is the character of the people that have got the honor of having a jersey in the locker room.
Yeah, there's no question about that. You guys seem to like being around each other. Cameron Campbell writes in, and a guy named Joel Katz also tweeted the same question. Your favorite stadium to play in other than Camden Yards?
Good question. There's different reasons for being favored. Just some places I love to hit more than others. But to be honest with you, it's Anaheim.
Mm.
You can't beat this weather, man. I'm telling you, 78 degrees. I talked to my house manager today, and he's... Is like there's an ice storm that came through there or something?
There was some snow, there was some ice, yeah.
Yeah, good luck with that. You seen the picture I put up earlier. I'm telling you, the sun is setting right now. I know a lot of people right now are probably cussing at me through their
yes, they are.
Or radios, but the sun is setting right now, and it is absolutely beautiful. I'm glad I can't FaceTime you. I don't really want to see you, but I would just want to show you what I'm being fortunate to look at.
Well, you're a very lucky guy. And by the way, you do crush in Anaheim, historically speaking. You like hitting there.
Right. No, what I'm saying, I get my family there. I get my friends. I get the people, you know what I mean, that I grew up with that take the hour and some change ride up there. And it's good to see, you know, you only get to go there really once a year. So it's good to see all of them in that time frame.
By the way, that's one of the most beautiful drives. If you ever have a chance to do it, and you've done it many times, I'm sure, San Diego Anaheim, that is an incredible, incredible drive if you have a chance to do it. Nicholas Shea writes in. I don't know what this is about, but he has your picture.
Nicholas
Shea is his name. From Jay just said from 98 Degrees.
Like Nicholas Shea, that would be real cool.
He,
Nicholas Shea.
He has
the
your...
hell is he going with me?
This guy has your picture in his avatar, so obviously he's a big fan. He writes in, ask Adam if he still has the dog tag I gave him at the Orioles rally this past year. I don't know what that's about.
I probably do, but it's in Maryland, so I haven't been there in a while, so I don't necessarily know exactly where it's at.
I don't know if he's trying to run it down or what. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I have it. I don't know exactly where it is right now, but if I received it and I put it in my pocket, probably on my... In my closet, on the counter or something.
Paul Kanzler writes in, who's the better cook, Adam Jones or Kirby?
I mean, I'm not me.
It's Kirby?
I'm not going to concede it, not me. I mean, look at him, of course. Come on. Have you had any of his food, Hollander?
I have not, but someone wrote in today, they took his rib recipe, and they said it was amazing. Someone actually tweeted both of us that today.
Yeah. I've seen that, but, you know, that's just like saying someone has, like, have you tasted different people's spaghetti? Is it the same? They got the same damn recipe.
No. Yeah, right.
It's about how you cook it. And I think how Kirby cooks it and how he makes it. But whoever said they had the same recipe, don't be afraid to bring some ribs over, you know what I mean? I'm hungry for that any time because you don't ever want to make them to me. I got to really, like, get on him. I got to sugarcoat it to and sweet talk him to give me some ribs, man.
We need to get your agent to rep Kirby and find him a show on the Food Network.
There's too many calories in this food for the Food Network. I don't know if they necessarily want to be eating just straight sodium.
That's really good.
But I mean, Paula Deen out there throwing out fried chicken, macaroni and cheese.
That's true.
Cornbread.
That's pretty true. Sure she got herself in some big trouble, though. Last question, Adam.
It wasn't over that.
That's true. Last question. This is from Jeff. He says, Adam, have you decided your walkout song for 2015? That's a great question.
I mean, I've used California Love for a long time, but I'm sure there's going to be something mixed in there that is, quote-unquote, ratchet.
Now,
do you
tell them, you go up every game or every homestand, or is it always California Love until they hear differently?
Well, that's a long story, but a long story short is, you know, to periodically just ask them to change it, and they just say, okay, what do you want to do? And, you know, there's times I go California Love, that's what I've been swinging it good with. I like that song anytime also. Or sometimes, you know, change it up, let's be a little more, have a little more hip-hop, a little more rap, higher pace sometimes. So it just... I don't know how I really dictate it. Some days I might want to come out with something I just heard. It's music. Sometimes it's just certain things in your ear, and sometimes you just want to hear something that's so familiar that takes you back into the little place in your mind while you're in the bus.
Well, Adam Jones, we do appreciate you stepping away from your sunset tonight. Really enjoyed it, as always, and you are certainly in our... Right behind Belding, and Alfonso Ribeiro is one of our favorite guests of all time.
I'm behind Ribeiro?
It's close. He has the Carlton dance. And he's been on Dancing with the Stars recently.
That is true. I want you to do so. I want somebody in there to videotape you doing the Carlton dance and then put it on social media. Will you do that?
I will do that. And maybe when you come to town in a few weeks, when you get into town before you head to spring training, you can watch me do it and we can put that on social media.
No, I don't want to watch you do it. I want you to do it now so that it's fresh in everybody's mind. Because other times people are like, what the hell is he doing that? He just looks like a fool. This is like, will you just do it right now and you don't look like a fool?
I definitely will look like a fool. Adam Jones, the one and only Simply AJ. Adam, thank you so much.
Hey, don't just like get me off the phone. Use the dance
and post it. Get back to Missy and your sunset.
Yeah, you're an avoider. I got you.
I'm not an avoider.
You guys have a good evening, man.
All right, appreciate it, Adam. Thank you so much.